Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is commercialization and the need to share. I'll be starting, as I often do, with an article by Benjamin Krem's master. This one is titled "The Curse of Commercialization." If men are to save this planet from the results of global warming, they must do infinitely more than is planned to limit carbon emissions, and in a shorter period of time than is generally accepted as necessary. Men have been slow to recognize the dangers, and even now many refuse to take the problems seriously. Such attitudes, there is no doubt, put in jeopardy the future of planet Earth. At most, men have 10 to 15 years in which to establish a balance before irreparable damage is done. To achieve this goal, men must change dramatically the present way of life and embrace simpler forms of living and working. Gone are the days in which men raped and ravaged the planet at will, without a thought for the generations still to come. Neither seeing nor caring aught for the environment, which has gradually and inevitably decayed. Each year, and for many years, huge areas of ancient primal forest are cleared of life-giving trees for purely commercial benefits. Commercialization, indeed, bodes ill for humanity, as it tightens its grip on the throats of men. Commercialization, says Maitreya, is more dangerous to men than the atomic bomb, and is showing its destructive power in the economic chaos which rules in the world today. How long will it take governments and their peoples to see this? How long before commercialization squeezes the lifeblood out of humanity and itself withers and dies? More and more, the truth of these words is borne in on the minds of millions who now suddenly are jobless and homeless and in despair. This has produced a situation in which Maitreya can step forward into public work without infringing humanity's free will. Patiently has Maitreya waited many years for this time, sure in the knowledge that the events now taking place would indeed transpire. Commercialization has bared its claws and shown its power to harm. The complacency of millions is turning into hatred and distrust of commercialization and the old order of things. Men everywhere are at last ready for a new interpretation of the meaning and purpose of life, for sharing, justice and peace, for right relationship, brotherhood and greater happiness. They are ready, at last, for Maitreya's call. Of course, not all men have undergone this change. There are many who imagine they can sit out this recession and rebuild their fortunes as before. The very rich and clever ones have lost nothing. The gap between themselves and others has simply widened in their favour. They fail to understand that this time is like none other. We have reached the end of the old order. Cosmic forces dictate the changes that must and will take place. Otherwise, life would flourish no more on planet Earth. Those who are ready will quickly respond to Maitreya's teaching as he puts into simple and eloquent words their heartfelt needs. Others will take longer to forego that to which they have become accustomed and for a time disagree. In time, millions around the world will see the need and the logic of the changes which alone will save the planet and its people. That article from Mr. Krem's master was written in April 2009, and you might recall that in the article just read, he mentions we've only got between, I think he said, 10 and 15 years in which to rectify the major damage we've done. And that time is pretty much up, so I hope that there is still time to change some of the major damage that we've created or done to Mother Earth. Anyway, I'm going to move on now to some writings from Benjamin Krem, and this will all be from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. Maitreya calls market forces the forces of evil. They have inequality built in them and benefit the few at the expense of the many. Market forces are based on a great deception, that every nation is trading on a level playing field, that all the nations are starting from the same point. Obviously, they are not. We cannot compare America, the European states, or Japan with Tanzania, Zaire, or any of the developing countries. And yet, through the preeminence of market forces, these developing countries are forced to compete in the world's market with countries like Japan, America, Germany, and France. Maitreya calls commercialization, which is the tool, the agency of market forces, more dangerous to the world than an atomic bomb. There is the place for market forces, but Maitreya says any government that blindly follows market forces is leading its nation to destruction. Commercialization, running life as if it were a business, whether in education or healthcare, for example, will bring this present civilization to the verge of disaster. Today, the richest, most industrialized nations control the economy of the world and see a high standard of living as their prerogative. They see life as supply and demand. Because they produce a lot, they demand much of from what is produced, far more than they need or deserve. The developed world usurps and wastes 3/4 of the world's food and 83% of all other resources. And just a side note, this was written, I think, about 30 years ago. And although that is largely true, I'm not quite sure those ratios are still exactly correct. Back to the article here. Therefore, the so-called third world or developing world with 3/4 of the world's population must make do with 1/4 of the world's food and only 17% of other resources. As a result, those in the third world live in utter poverty and degradation and die in their millions. The developed world sees this as their right to decide who will eat and live and who will starve and therefore die. I say they, but that is us. We are the developed world. We are the ones who are playing God and deciding who will live and who will die. It is our greed, our selfishness, our complacency that makes possible a situation where millions of people starve to death in a world overflowing with food, a huge surplus per capita. At the same time, in the developed world, because of its worship at the altar of market forces, commercialization is reaching a point where more and more people are being made unemployed. Competition forces companies to cut their expenditure on everything, beginning with people. In every developed country of the world, there is growing unemployment, growing crime, and a declining standard of living, less housing, more and more homeless people, and more poverty in the midst of plenty. Why do we do this? Why do we create such pain and suffering for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters in other countries? Maitreya would say because of complacency, which he says is the root of all evil. When we are complacent, we say, I am all right, thank you very much. The rest of the world can look after itself. This comes from the false idea that we are separate. This is the great illusion, the great heresy. Each one of us, whether we know it or not, is a soul in incarnation, a perfect, divine, spiritual being in incarnation. On the soul plane, there is no such thing as a separate soul. Each soul is an individualized aspect of one great oversoul. The sense, therefore, of being separate is the great illusion. From that illusion stem all our problems, all our suffering. We do not know who we are. Without recognizing it as such, humanity is undergoing a great spiritual crisis that is focused through the political and economic field. That spiritual crisis can only be resolved by the resolution of our political and economic problems, which are based on the false sense of separation. If we would evolve, develop as a race, we must realize our oneness, realize that we are brothers and sisters of one humanity, under the one divine source, and identical with that source. What happens in a normal family? They share whatever they have. A mother will not feed one child better than another, give one child 17% and another 83% of the food. We have to realize that we are one family and therefore must share the resources of the world more equitably around the world. Maitreya puts it like this. He says, sharing is divine. When you share, you recognize God in your brother. End quote. And he also says, quote, the problems of humanity are real but solvable. The solution lies within your grasp. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other quote. There is no other course, sorry. End quote. These sound like political or economic solutions, and they are actually spiritual solutions because the problem is a spiritual one. We do not know our true identity as souls, as brothers and sisters of the kingdom of souls. Maitreya has come with his group of masters to teach us how to live correctly as brothers and sisters of one humanity, creating therefore freedom for all, justice for all, and peace for everyone. If there is no sharing, there will never be justice in the world. If there is no justice, there will never be peace in the world. If there is no peace, there will be no world. Because now we can destroy all life, human and subhuman alike. I'm skipping to another page. What is required is a reassessment of who and what we are in our relationship to each other. Maitreya says the first step we have to take to address these problems is to see ourselves as one, brothers and sisters of one humanity. We have to get that sense of globality, that we are one people, one group, and therefore the food, raw materials, energy, scientific know-how and educational facilities of the world belong to everyone. These resources are given so that all people may evolve correctly according to the plan which underlies our evolutionary process. As a result, we must share these resources more equitably. When we share, Maitreya says, we will create justice in the world. And when we create justice, and only then, will we have peace. He has come to show us how to have peace. If we do not accept the process towards peace, there will be no world, because we can now destroy all life on this planet many times over. We have the nuclear arsenal to do this. And here's a question and answer. So the major threat to world peace is not nuclear arms per se. It is the tension which underlies the economic situation. Note this question was asked in 1993. So we have reference to a couple of events that for our younger listeners may not be so familiar. According to Maitreya, what he calls the engines of war have been switched off. The Cold War is over. No one any longer believes that the US and Russia are going to destroy each other in a nuclear holocaust. But the energy which sent the planes into the sky and the tanks and troops into the battlefield does not just disappear. It is a destructive force which Maitreya says has been going around the world looking for a new home. He says it has found a new womb. That new womb is commercialization based on market forces, which he says are based on human greed. Maitreya calls market forces the forces of evil because they have inequality built into their very structure. They help a few to achieve a better standard of living, but at the expense of millions who suffer a lower one. Commercialization is gripping every nation in the world as the market forces concept begins to dominate even in the previously communist bloc. And here's another question and answer. How does that relate to what you were talking about in terms of sharing? Unless we share the world's resources rather than compete for them, we cannot create that new situation. We have enough food and resources in the world for the needs of all people. But the major nations, the US, the European states, Japan, and one or two others, completely dominate the scene and usurp and misuse most of these resources. So there is not enough for others at a price they can afford. If we had a drought in California, Florida, Britain or France, for example, we would be able to buy food grown elsewhere. The reason why millions die is not from drought, but because they do not have the finances to replenish that which is lost through drought. If you have an economic system which is not based on competition, greed and self-service, which is what market forces are about, then you can redress this whole situation. Maitreya says that any government which follows market forces blindly is leading its nation to destruction. He says the civilization is literally at the end of its tether. It is coming to a halt. What we are witnessing today is not simply a recession or a slowdown of production. We are witnessing the death throes of the current civilization because it is based on wrong premises. Market forces assume that everyone starts at the same point, but everyone does not start at the same point. No two nations start at the same point. No two individuals within those nations start at the same point. There are extraordinary discrepancies in living standards. How many people in the world can go on indefinitely in this hideous situation? For how long do people imagine that the people of the third world or the developing world will put up with this state of affairs? The answer is sharing, a sharing of the world's resources. And I'll just read a short quote from one of Maitreya's messages. This is message number 19. I'm your friend and brother, not a god. It is true that my father has once again sent me to you, but I come to you who are my brethren to guide you and lead you, if you will, into a blessed future. My task will be to show you that for mankind the ways part, the signposts are set, and on your decision rests the future of this earth. We are here together, you and I, to ensure that man chooses the correct path, the only way which can lead him to God. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.